or same-day contact-free drive-thru pickup. This Saturday from 11 until 1, stop in and pick up a free grab-and-go craft kit for the kids. Celebrate your home. Shop Nebraska Furniture Mart in Grandscape, the colony's newest destination for dining, entertainment, hospitality, and more. Some exclusions apply. Minimum monthly payments required for financing. 18% APR. See NFM.com for details.
Check out Raising Cane's owner Todd Graves' new show, Restaurant Recovery, streaming now on Discovery Plus with new episodes every Thursday.
Todd uses his expertise to help restaurants impacted by the pandemic get back on their feet. And check out the brand new Raising Cane's at Spring Creek in Coit.
This Cinco de Mayo, tastes the extraordinary with Tequila Herradura Ultra. It's an incomparable Cristalino Añejo. Herradura Ultra is a barrel-aged, crystal-clear tequila with an ultra-smooth taste. Enjoy Tequila Herradura Ultra chilled or with tonic and a squeeze of lime. Find a bottle near you by visiting Herradura.com. Please drink responsibly. Herradura is a registered trademark, 2021 Brown-Forman, all rights reserved. Tequila Herradura, 40% alcohol by volume, imported by Brown-Forman, Louisville, Kentucky.
When you consider an on-road, off-road capable SUV, it's always a safe bet to go with the original. The new 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee fits the bill. You should also consider the excellent factory purchase incentives during our Jeep Celebration event, now at Don Davis Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Arlington.
There's some trouble in Rockwall. Traffic is sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors. This Mother's Day, Academy has partnered up with Texas State Parks to give away free $20 Texas State Park gift cards for entrance fees, park passes, and more. Visit academy.com/4mom to register for your gift card and celebrate a great mom with the great outdoors. 30 eastbound at the Lake Ray Hubbard Bridge, there's an accident blocking the right lane. It's about a 10-minute delay. Richardson, northbound 75 at Beltline, a crash still blocking the left lane. You're slow from 635. I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
This report is brought to you by the North Texas Dealer Association.
Cars, trucks, SUVs. Cutting technology we can drive. Get behind the wheel and get under the hood with a career in automotive technology. Go to NTXAD.com to find out how you can live your passion. A career as an automotive tech.
We don't laugh when we cover the NFL Draft. Round 1, Thursday night, April 29th. Rounds 2 and 3, Friday, April 30th. And 4 through 7 on Saturday, May 1st. Every pick and player in the NFL Draft. Brought to you by Lone Star Park, DFW Security, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Well, we mess up a lot here on The Ticket. If you'd like to be an emergency break of the week whistleblower, text eBreak to 22126 anytime you hear us screw up, and you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card to Rodeo Goat. That's eBreak to 22126. Rodeo Goat, brews, burgers, and more. It's our weekly hockey visit with Daryl Razor Ray coming up here in 15 minutes. Check in on the Stars and the NHL. But also, sports eyes will be on the Texas Rangers Golf Club again today for round 2 of the Veritex Bank Championship, featuring amateur Tony Romo playing with the pros on the Corn Ferry Tour. A 77 yesterday in round 1, 6 over par. He'll tee off today round 2 at 2:15, weather permitting. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is Tony's caddy for this tournament. It's Pete Oswald. Hi, Pete.
Hi. How are you guys? I have to be quiet. I'm out here right now.
But you guys don't tee off till like 2 o'clock.
I know, but I'm reading green, sir.
Okay.
I'm getting the lay of this course.
I don't know if you can do that on the day of the tournament. Okay.
Tony, well, I had to sneak on, sir.
Okay.
Well, tell us about the round yesterday. Tony started off well, but didn't finish well.
Thank you, Craig. Tony is, as you guys know, probably the best golfer that we've seen here in the Metroplex. A lot of people don't realize that Tony also had a very successful NFL career. A lot of people just think of him as a pro golfer. but I'm so thankful to get a chance to work with him. He is such an amazing man.
Is he?
Almost brings tears to my eyes, yes.
Wow.
But my main job is, and I have to be quiet here because there's a marshal that's walking by.
Okay.
My main job is to read the course for Tony.
The course.
Yeah. And also field mid-round sports and business opportunities that come in during his rounds. And there are a lot of them.
I bet, yeah. We see him everywhere.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, he was offered to be the new spokesperson for Top Shot. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, heard of it.
He will be the new face of that, and also Flaming Cheetos and Publishers Clearinghouse. Tony was offered all of those. He was also offered a tryout with the Lakers.
Wow.
I guess they have been banged up lately.
And he got a guaranteed spot with the Kansas City Royals. So
guaranteed?
As you can see, he's one of the busiest 12-sport athletes that we've ever had.
Well, the one sport of golf, it wasn't the greatest day yesterday. I guess he got a little wide a couple times, didn't he?
Yes, I'm sensing you're a little bit belligerent about this. You're not a Tony believer, are you?
No, I'm just asking you what happened yesterday.
Sir, I tried to explain. Tony has a lot going on, and it's hard to keep him focused with all that he's trying to juggle right now.
Yeah.
Yes, he got off to a great start with the birdie. He was playing his game. Eagle, that's right, eagle.
Hey, you should know.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was on the phone when he had that eagle. But yes, but then he really blew up over the course of the day, and I've never really seen Tony do this. But
we have. He pretty much shoots 77 every time he goes out.
I've been with Tony since the very beginning of his professional golf career,
and I
think I would know more than you.
That's true.
Now, what happened with Tony, and I warned him not to do this, but he had his phone with him, and he started monitoring Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And apparently someone that he knows or someone who is of note in the media was being sarcastic on Twitter, and it really threw Tony off.
Oh, sarcastic? How?
It was just, I don't know, the guy was, Tony said something about the guy was making sarcastic comments about needing updates on how Tony was doing, even though Tony said he knew the guy knew how Tony was struggling.
Oh.
And
well, that would be sarcasm.
And he said that it really hurt him because he had played a couple rounds with this guy before.
Hey, Pete, you know, that somebody may have been our own.
I think it was
our own George.
That sounds like me, but I wasn't being sarcastic yesterday. I was trying to rally.
You mean the one that's on the phone with me that's heavyset and belligerent?
Well, I don't know.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I was trying to rally
being
support.
Sarcastic, and you made Tony blow up his round. How do you feel now? You've made every little cowboy fan cry.
I don't think I had anything to do with
it. It was you that was responsible for Tony topping that drive, sir. You were responsible.
Hey, he hit it there, not me.
You were responsible that time he was trying to blast out of the bunker and he put too much Kemp spin on the ball. You, sir, you did it. Have you ever played competitive golf? I don't think so.
I have.
Yeah. On the Corn Ferry Tour?
No,
I don't think
not,
so.
Not at that level.
Tony is a beautiful man.
Technically, I don't know if Tony has
He's
either.
He's given so much to this world.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to deny the people of this great land a chance to see a once-in-a-lifetime 12-sport athlete?
I don't think it's 12 sports.
Oh, it is. Football, basketball, golf, baseball, competitive rowing, polo, bowling, wood carving, lacrosse, crazy eights, parasailing, base jumping, and Jenga. He is the best we've ever seen, and you are killing him.
George.
Leave Tony Romo alone.
Hey, I'm trying to get on his side.
You upset his caddy.
Sorry. Very sorry. There goes Tony
Romo's
caddy.
You are a big jerk.
Hey, Peter, are you still with us? Peter?
He's not still there?
Oh.
Peter Oswald?
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck to Peter and Tony today in their afternoon tea time at Texas Rangers Golf Club.